for all y'all children's and Christians listening to this podcast, this is the one episode that I did have to put a parental advisory on because the lyrics to the song are very explicit and iTunes made me label it. So just, you know, earmuffs or turn it off and wait till next week. Bye. Welcome to the Supergroup. This is that show where me, Tawny Newsom, and my friend Alex Kleiner.
That's me.
We take some folks from the worlds of comedy and music, we smash them together, and we mix them with us, mix it with the crisp baby, what's wrong with that, and we create a original song over the course of a week.
A whole week, and afterwards, and at the end of this episode, we will debut it unto you. How lucky you are.
How lucky, listener. You're so lucky.
Too lucky.
This week, we're really excited to welcome some friends of ours, mm-hmm. some hometown buds from the Shy. First, we have comedian and actress. You know her from AP Bio, where she plays a woman named her own damn name, Mary How are you, Mary?
I'm doing so dang well. This has been such a blast.
Thank you so much for immediately starting with a compliment.
Well, I like to sandwich it because I've got some rough stuff coming your way.
Oh, we will take feedback off mic.
Okay, excellent. Sure.
And next, he is a rapper that you might know from his videos LaCroix Boy, Drip Drop, Meat Quotient, and of course his newest video, Lookin'. He's the raunchy bear of internet rap. Yes. It's Big Dipper.
Hello.
Hi, Dipper.
Hi. I'm very happy to be here in this lovely environment. How about that for a compliment?
Oh, that's
very
good.
Generic and vague.
Not a lot of people compliment the room here right. at your
Are the seats comfortable?
I meant both social environment and physical environment.
Aww. Aww. And you're a Chicago guy too.
Yeah. It's like a hometown orge.
Yeah.
Short for orgy. If you
Thank know. You. I appreciate well, you.
We couldn't spare the extra syllable.
So we started writing this by, we asked a question, like we always do. So Mary, I asked you, well, first I asked you if you wanted to play the trumpet on this, and I feel like you were like, no.
I forgot about that. But did you even outwardly say no, or you just ignored the answer to the question?
I honestly was like, oh, I still can play trumpet, but the last time I left it was in a JanSport backpack in the closet of Second City. So I don't have that.
But I knew you could sing, so I was like, okay, well, she gonna sing on this, or she okay. gonna make some noises. But the way we kicked off the writing was I asked you to describe a truly delicious meal that you had had recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that it was a meal you had with me and Alex.
It was.
The restaurant was Dan Sung Sa here in Koreatown.
Yeah.
And it was a late night little after karaoke, booze soaked evening.
Very fun. I love those wooden benches.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun. Like built in little booths.
So we were like trying to pull some adjectives out. So I was just like, let's have Mary talk about some food so she can really get into some juicy details. And she had some sentences like, I remember that dinner was a hodgepodge of whatever the fuck we wanted to eat last night.
Damn right.
The kebabs were little chunks of meat. They were insanely spicy. So much that napkin dabbing was necessary.
Ooh.
The kimchi pancake was crispy and so damn temperature hot.
Temperature hot.
The shrimp dumplings were again so temperature hot and tasted like little seafood pockets of joy. And then here we go. This is the money line. Chewy outside and hot, subtle flavor on the inside.
Mm.
Also, just for the record, that chicken was irresponsibly hot.
I have to agree.
Oh, but you
it
went in for a second
hot.
One. It was a skewer, everyone, and it was... If you like hot food, you're like, okay, I get it, hot food. And then you bite into it and you're like, this is violence. This is a weapon.
This is bad.
Mary did go in for round two on it. And I was proud of you for that.
I wanted to prove a point, but it was so spicy. And both of us really do like spicy
we
food.
We do.
And the server, God bless him, he was like, it is really hot. We're like, oh, okay.
What is
not
that
my first
thing
rodeo?
That we do like when soup is hot and you're like, it's hot. But you're like, well, I'll just keep going. Like,
yeah.
Why don't we just like wait?
I don't
it doesn't make any sense. Like, wait 2 minutes. Blow on it.
Maybe
like,
it's some kind of built-in fail-safe for humans so that we eventually go extinct. Like, it's... It's something built into us that's like self-destructive.
We also asked Dipper what kind of musical styles he was into, because we were like, oh, we like your music, we are familiar with what you do, but is there something new you want to try? Right. And in this email, you brought up a thing that I think we ended up sticking to, which you said it would be fun to do something that isn't a clusterfuck of genres, but combines a few ideas successfully. I really dig songs that switch halfway through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
We totally did
we
that.
We really leaned into that.
How cool.
Because I like that, too, because in your most recent song, In Looking, yeah, there's a really cool middle section. Looking at me, I give you something to sing.
I give you something to sing. I've got a crush. I had me a 1 minute crush. Woo! I had me a 1 minute crush.
Interesting, when I first wrote Looking, it truly, in the demo version, switched to a totally reggae dance hall. Like, it's like a poppy, dancey, like dance hall inspired track. And mm-hmm. then halfway through, the tempo went from 120 to 100.
Ooh.
And it literally was like a dance hall moment for 30 seconds. And we were going to get a featured artist on it. And that's how the track actually sat for like 2 years. We were like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And then we ultimately put it out without that break in it, because it was like the lead single. And it's sort of like, it was like, this might be too weird yeah. to sort of just like have, but it's something I want to do at my live show, because like the notes are in the same family, like it vibes together, but it is a total switch.
Yeah. So then we started to get to musical inspirations, and Alex saw Mary at a show one night yep. out in the world like humans. So we finally UCB. Had some conversation that wasn't just on email. And, Mary brought up this Jungle Pussy song, Trader Joe.
Right.
We all took a listen. You gon' sing this song like all day long. Stank attitude, bad allergies might embarrass you. Make your granny see me at your barbecue. Pop a plan B. We loved it. And I feel like Alex and I both went away and we were like, okay, we were separate. We were in separate places, separate parts of the country.
Yep.
And we were both like, let's each come up with a little 4-bar progression. So I wrote some bullshit and put it in my little phone app and sent it to Alex. And it sounds like this. I was just kind of thinking maybe some of these things you could sample, or like mm-hmm. we knew we wanted it to be more produced sounding, but.
Right. And we didn't know where like sampling would go. But while you were doing that, I was sitting in my little desk and I came up with this little 4-bar beat, and it went like this. So the moral of that story is our combined brains decided this song would have a whistle.
Yeah, I mean, that honestly, when we got together and first listened to that stuff, I really didn't connect that you had had such similar ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they are like instrumentally wildly different, but
totally.
For whatever reason.
But the vibe.
Yeah, we wanted right. a whistly vibe.
Well, and I think we were, I mean, credit to Jungle Pussy, where credit to Jungle Pussy is due.
Thank you.
And that is that, like, we can take some thematic stuff that gets nasty and raunchy and fun and sexy like that and just keep it nice and buoyant. Mm-hmm. Like, and the whistle really goes a long way in that. It's like you're whistling home.
So all we had yes. so far was really like, you know, adjectives, food describing yep. adjectives. And we knew it wasn't going to be a song about food, because I feel like, Dipper, you've covered that in your life.
It's kind of your brand.
Been doing it.
We don't want to steal your brand entirely. I feel like you said, hey, what we need is a theme and then we can all write to it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what we need. You were like, how about just a theme for the song, everyone?
I came to writing music so sort of late in my life that I am not trained on anything. I don't understand. You know, like, I'm still developing my ear and working with different producers. So I always think, like, I'm such a logistics person. So I'm always like, what's the big picture? And then I check off all the, you know, and I'm like, who's the hook and what's the, you know. And so for me, I always feel like I'm flailing unless I have something. And I think with other people who are much more musically inclined, you're like, well, we have the whistle, so like that's something I can hold on to.
Yeah, everybody has their like touchstone.
And for me, it's always like theme, lyric, concept. And I'm like, it could sound like anything, but as long as I have that.
Some people are like inside out producers or visualizers or artists, and some people are like outside in. So like some people will be like, I have the image of temperature hot or something like that. And I can then from that small nugget, like build the world around it. And some people are like, well, what can Temperature Hot belong to on a more macro scale? And for you, that was to like set the theme, right? To work from the theme in.
Do you like your insides turned out, Mary?
Yeah, you know I do. Get in them guts. Just kidding. Well, just quiet as hell and then get in my guts.
Well, actually, that's perfect because, Mary, you did keep saying, like, you were kind of like, I kind of want a song that's just, like, kind of nasty.
Yes.
Like, I want a song that's just out there, which is funny because, like, I feel like Dipper and I kept coming back to the word subtle from your thing, like hot, subtle, hot, and subtle. And we were like, ooh, the word subtle is fun to play with.
Yeah.
And while we're like, what could be subtle and nuanced and small? Mary's like, can we do a nasty track?
Right.
What about the butt?
And I think this is pretty much when Tawny came up with the most genius way. It is elegant in its way and simple and genius. And she said, well, what if the hook was just, I don't fuck with subtle.
Yeah.
That's my little na-na voice.
Hey.
I don't fuck with subtle. It's like, na-na.
Nanny, nanny. Yeah, exactly.
No. You pooped your pants.
I mean, if that ain't an earworm, like after we met and we were like, it was so stuck in my head, and it and you know the idea like literally fell out of your mouth. We were all like, yes. You know what I mean?
There's nothing like two notes with a swear word in it,
right?
Like that will stick in your head. Mary, have you ever written any music that wasn't, like, specifically comedy music or, like, for Second City or something? Have you ever written with other people?
I have. I wrote one song that still did kind of, like, live in the comedy world, but it was called Shark Week, Attack of the Menzies.
I think I saw the video for that. Was there a video for that?
There sure was.
Yeah, okay. Overtaken, eating bacon, brought to my knees. Flop, sweat, angry dress. I'm 400 degrees. It's Shark Week, y'all. It's Shark Week, y'all. Attack of the Menzies. Attack of the Menzies. Overtaken, eating bacon, brought to my. We knew that we did not want to make comedy songs when we were making songs for the supergroup. So I think this kind of skirts. That, I guess I wanted to poll the room real quick and say, do you consider this a, like a comedy song or just a song that happens to be funny? Or what would you think?
Oof, this is like such a big conversation that I have all the time.
Right.
Because when I first started making music, like it was all a character. I wore sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I like always had like oversized chains on. And I was like being a stereotype of a rapper. And then within like two or three songs, I was like, oh no, I love writing music and I love like lyrics and playing with words and everything. And what I want to do now is actually this. And then I thought about all of my favorite MCs and they were people like Missy Elliott and Nicki Minaj and like old school Busta Rhymes and Eminem. And it's like storytelling and lyric play. And like, if you look at all of their videos, they've all dressed up in character. They've all done these like outlandish things. And I'm like, any good rapper has punchlines. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be entertaining. It has to tickle your brain. It has to make you want to listen. And so for me, I've always in my brain been like, well, I'm making legitimate music. I just have a funny sensibility. And so all of my rhymes will sort of fall into that realm.
Yeah.
But because I'm not the typical package of what a rapper is, and because I do lean into my sense of humor, I'm constantly sort of like walking that tightrope.
So comedy song or not?
Comedy song
this
or not?
One.
What do you think?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so
no,
either. And
funny.
I love that you said that like any good song is going to have punchlines. I really think that that's
true.
Of this
genre, for sure.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about the song Bedrock by Young Money.
Yes.
It's a little old now, you guys.
Bedrock. Is it that?
Uh-huh. It's such a good song. And you listen to it now, it's a little dated, but like Nicki's verse is hilarious.
Correct.
Okay, I guess it's my turn.
Right? I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg whites. He say, Nicki, don't stop, you the bestest. And I just be coming off the top as bestest.
It's so funny, and that was never, no one was ever like Young Money, hip comedy, Weird
Jerky
Al
boys.
Rappers. Yeah.
Jerky boys.
Not a jerky boy.
So we had a play day. We kind of already alluded to it, but this is the first time in the supergroup history that we've had all four artists. Sometimes there were five, but everyone who's going to be, who is working on the song, who is this week's supergroup, able to attend the play day. So the four of us did have a time.
It was a good time. And we got a really cool, funny demo out of it.
Yeah.
Which,
oh my God.
Mary, I feel bad that you feel like you were lied to. I thought I said, we're also creating this demo so that we can pull chunks of it for the episode.
I was bean boozled.
Because we told, Mary was like, I don't really have my verse written yet. And we were like, it's cool. Just like do some gibberish, make some noises so we can lay something down. And then we like sampled some of it out because we like it.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to drop your verse.
Yes.
Boy, you know I ain't playing. You know I ain't single. Bitch, you don't know that this ain't no damn Christian mingle.
Yes.
Fuck me on your family's pontoon boat while I drop you down, get you that nice deep throat. Huh. I'm a very classy girl.
Yes.
The type you wish you was your mother.
Oh.
You wish it was.
Here it comes.
We doing family shit.
What?
And this is nasty shit.
Huh?
And we will always go to
the Walt Disney World.
So, when was the first time you went to the Walt Disney World?
Oh, it was perfect.
But you know what? Out of that, the whole thing, we got
pontoon boat.
Which I have now as a hotkey.
Pontoon boat. Pontoon boat.
The other thing that makes lyrics so powerful is specificity.
Yes.
Come on, pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat.
Have you had a sexual experience on a pontoon boat?
Not a sexual experience on a pontoon boat, but there was. Back in Chicago, when I was a straight freak, the one time I had sex outside, a pontoon boat had very slowly cruised by.
They don't go fast
they sure
in general.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
And then, Dipper, you blessed us with a verse as well.
Some scratch words.
No. Yes.
I don't get your nuance. I don't play no games. I missed all your signal shit. I barely learned your name. Tell me to my face. Tell me to my face.
I love
it. You want these cookies, baby? Slide your hands around my waist.
And then Tawny had this brilliant idea. She said, I want to put like a bluesy bridge.
Well, that was from Dipper's email where you were like, let's switch up the genre. And I think in the email you specifically said like, maybe it could be like bluesy or like jazzy or something.
Right.
So I was like, let me just try and get some... something sultry, you know?
Right, and it related to, we went back to your whistle demo that you did. Yeah, you just started singing this.
Ooh, I guess I'm the subtle one, baby.
I mean.
Don't come on too strong, ooh. No.
Mm-mm.
Just ask what I like.
Yeah, because I think I was like, oh, I love that we're making this like song about sex, but I'm such a prude and never write about things like that that I was like, how can I contribute without just being like, yeah, me too. Also sex without a condom. Also me, let's fucking hope we have a relationship after. So I was like,
that's the title of my next album, Also Sex Without a condom.
But it gave that kind of the narrative of the song. It gave that much needed counterpoint.
It added not only the counterpoint, but the narrative and the switch in genre all in this like one concise moment.
Also, Tawny, just to go back, I really feel like it's funny that you're like, because that's the poser of me. I also think that this is the time when you do get to be like, yeah, I'm nasty. When really like... speaking for myself, quite boring in bed. Very regular.
I just don't ever even like write, even like when I write like comedy stuff, I just don't ever like go blue. I just don't feel like, you know what it is? It comes from Second City when, because, you know, on stage at Second City, you try out sketches and songs. I wrote a lot of like comedy songs there. And when I would do blue stuff or super raunchy shit, audiences didn't love it coming from me. You know, like you kind of get the feedback of them being like, okay, but we'd rather see a white woman say pussy, or we'd rather see a man talk about dicks or whatever. Right. You know, like I just felt like they didn't like
it. I wanted you to be a senator.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh,
can you do more
God.
Of a Lynn Thigpen type?
I'd like to see you with my children. I don't want to hear pussy from you.
Be a mother. But anyway, thank you all for letting me be me on this track with
yes,
you.
Yes, likewise.
All right, now we have to take a break, but we'll be right back with more of The Supergroup.
The Supergroup.
Okay, remember the mannequin challenge?
Yes.
And then remember when Blac Chyna was giving birth and they did the mannequin
How
challenge
dare
with
they?
The Kardashians in the delivery room?
So we got Mary and Dipper in the studio, and we just wanted to have a little fun. Just, you know, keep the vibe light.
And Migos think they're about culture? I'm just kidding.
I don't fuck with subtle.
I don't fuck with subtle.
I don't fuck with subtle.
Well, we knew that we wanted the song to end with the lyrics, I don't fuck with subtle, repeated several times with several different melody variations. So here we go, just getting different takes of it over and over and over again.
It's a little crazy making.
No, I don't. No, I don't fuck with subtle. I don't fuck with subtle.
I don't fuck with subtle. I don't fuck with subtle. I don't fuck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give us some Louis Armstrong.
It's going to be in your head. We don't apologize because we never apologize. And in fact, you can thank us.
No regrets, never surrender, semper in high fidelity.
I want you subtle, baby. I want you subtle, yeah. I want you subtle if the subtleties ride. Come on, be subtle, baby. Don't give me trouble now. If I can get you subtle, then I'll take it outright.
Yay!
Sorry, that's called gay screaming.
Yeah. So I sang this part, and then we also laid down these oohs that I was really proud of, orchestrating these like harmonically nearly perfect oohs together because I used this
amazing
app that I have.
Yes.
Because normally I'm sitting there like trying to keep them straight by being like, okay, the bass one goes like, ooh, and then the other one goes, ooh. But this one, I could record them all separately and demo them out. And then when we went to record them, it was very easy. So shout out to technology.
Shout out to technology. Shout out to vocal arranger extraordinaire Tawny Newsome.
Hey, thanks so much. If any of y'all need me for y'all's birthday parties, y'all's retirement parties, I will come in and arrange your family according to their vocal ranges.
She's a very freaky girl. The kind that look like Danny Glover. She's a very freaky girl. The kind you wish you was your mother.
We needed to really hone in on our Rick James references. That was very important to us to get just the right super freak
just the
reference.
Right Rick.
Will you do that one again, but give it like your most Rick James kind of...
Any thoughts on how to make it like that?
I think you can just kind of like...
Shane's a very freaky girl.
I guess it's more like cameo. You know, like,
Shines.
I'm a very freaky girl. The kind that wish you was your mother.
For whatever reason, we landed on looks like Danny Glover. And I don't get it, but I love it.
No one needs to.
Make no mistake, I'm not here for the chase. I got one question, baby. Am I sitting on your face?
Mary, what was it like writing your verses? Because you came in here with fully written, like two fully written separate ideas and takes. And did that come easily or?
You know what? It really was like riding a bike. It was like, oh, this bike is rickety, but damn, I remember how to pedal. And it was funny, too, because I would be like hanging out with somebody. I'd be like, excuse me, and have to run to a notebook and write down two lines or just like or like something just like a word to come back to it. And so it was so enjoyable.
You also have such a, oh my God, Mary, you are a 90s child. I know this from singing karaoke with you. You gravitate to those 90s ballads. You jump on a TLC.
Sing slightly under the note and only through the nose.
Under the note and through the nose to somebody's house.
To
we
the 90s hook we go.
Yes.
To T-Boz's house we go.
Thank you.
You really are channeling T-Boz, especially on the scratch demo in the choral section.
I don't fuck with subtle, yeah.
One more.
I mean, what?
I don't fuck with subtle, baby.
Fuck with subtle.
Find it.
Can I get that as a ringtone?
Ooh.
That will be available at the Apple Store.
Yes.
Oh. You guys.
Y'all really should do ringtones for this podcast, though.
Maybe
no,
we
no.
Let's play a game, Pontoon Boat or No, and Alex gets to decide. We each ask Alex a question, and he has to answer
Pontoon
Boat or No.
Okay.
Ready? Should we play some type of a food festival with this song?
Ponto boat.
Okay.
Oh, so ponto boat is the affirmative.
I think it's got to be the affirmative.
It means what it is.
Because my question was going to be, what is your preferred mode of travel?
No, no. The gag.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Great. It's good.
Alex, should I go into my closet and try out some of my old clothes that may not fit anymore?
Ponto boat.
Okay. Oh, all
you
right.
want me to be thick.
What is the most embarrassing vessel to have passed by while you have sex outside?
Ponto boat.
Yep. Okay,
great.
That's correct.
Okay, now we locked it in.
Time to leave, you gonna come with me? Forget your whip, I'll pay the rideshare fee. Twist the bed, make you scream and shout. 2 a.m., I gotta kick your ass out, cause I don't fuck with sleepovers. You gotta go.
So, Dipper, you have this awesome breath that you said during this line.
Not playing, boy. I'm giving, so you take it.
Right? So that was in your demo. Yeah. Right. So I cut that out. And
really?
I turned it into a sampler instrument.
Yes.
And so you got this going, just this guy. Right? So, uh-huh. And then that became, this is throughout the entire song. Then we got it low too.
Yeah.
And even lower.
That's like a snare hit.
So that's all over it. And that's just from your demo breathing.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. Right. So that was like a fun Easter egg for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I love how like you're, even for a demo, like a scratch, my mic is not great. We're just in my living room. Your like vocal attack on the mic is like, you know, release ready. It's like such good quality already.
I will say like that has developed over time. And it's one of those things where like, as an independent artist, the amount of times I've been like somewhere with someone who has a mic, but there's only 20 minutes mm-hmm. or like they live by a train. Mm-hmm. And so you have to go in between the train going by or like whatever, like the amount of crazy, like, oh, huddle in the corner and throw a comforter over your head and then do. Right. And like at the end of the day, once it's all produced, everything sounds great. But you're sort of stuck in these weird, I actually get more self-conscious and have a harder time delivering in really nice studios because I'm not used to like the full like the
isolated
all the padding
room. Yeah.
And you know, because your voice sounds so different. And also being out on the road, I play so many shows with like no vocal monitors, shitty mic, you know, and you're just like, so my voice has gotten stronger and stronger and I can just like growl and like punch it.
It truly is like even if you're not doing melodic things, I think that, you know, obviously the debate over whether or not rapping is music, I think is long over. Those people lost.
Okay,
you said
grandma.
That it isn't. But that's what I'm saying. But I think with being able to speak rhythmically with that much inflection and character on any quality of microphone and deliver that result is like, to me, the same level of technical proficiency that one might have with an instrument.
And especially because it is muscle. And so like you're saying, when you're singing in dives or playing in dives, I do that a ton and you can't hear shit or the band behind me is so loud. I just have to know that I'm on pitch. And so
you can feel it.
Yeah. You learn it physically. I just did a gig this weekend that had the most pristine sound I've ever heard.
And it's like weird, right?
I straight up during sound check, I was like, I'm so good. Like, this is the first time I've heard my damn self above you people.
Yeah.
My band is so fucking loud. And me and the other woman who's singing it, Bethany, we were both like, we sound great. We can never hear ourselves.
Yeah. I'm so good.
I am amazing.
Hell yeah.
No, but shout out to good sound everywhere.
Shout out to good sound and shout out to Make and Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew?
Make it, yeah, that one too.
You're making
Code
Dew.
Red. What, are you a Mountain Dew fan?
Sure. I mean, I wasn't like a Mountain Dew head.
Well, then.
But I will say that, like, if there's like a fountain soda machine, what? How do you say that?
Fountain Dew.
Soda fountain machine. I will do the Dew. You know what
You'll
I mean?
Do the
I
Dew. Do you like it over a crisp ice cube?
Crisp.
Oh man, we are losing each other.
All right, what we got next?
Oh, and I. Alex Kleiner jumped on the mic for the first time.
Oh, for the first time?
For the first time in supergroup history, though anyone who suffered through my karaoke knows that it's not the first time in the world. When we were doing that chorale part at the end, I kind of wanted to get in one of those thing that happens in pop music.
Like in Bedrock.
Like one does.
Right.
I could make you Bedrock.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were just trying to come up with the right collection to have it be. I wanted it like to be the noisiest and clippiest. So I was like, how do we
Right.
Syncopate this.
So me and my regular old voice did this.
I do not fuck, I do not fuck, I do not fuck, I do not fuck with subtle.
A little bit of tune on there because your boy's out of shape.
Come on, and spring then, awakening vocal. No.
But tune it down. I do not fuck, I do not fuck, I do not fuck, I do not fuck with subtle. Ooh, and then you put it in the whole outro.
I know, it's like an abstinence theme song. I do not fuck, I do not fuck, I do not fuck.
I will wait till marriage.
I will wait till marriage.
This one was really mix-heavy because of the nature of hip-hop. So Alex had a lot more, I think, more work than in the other ones, and more creative decisions had to be made after the fact. In the record session in the room was really simple and straightforward. We just had to get voices down and some claps and vocalizations. But a lot of the heavy lifting came in the mix.
Because we talked about the tone of this song on the episode. We talked about that this one kind of straddles sense of humor more so than our other ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just throw everything at the wall. And I think it turned into a delightful summer jam. It's songs like this that are so much fun to do and something I could keep working on for years and weeks and months and decades after, because every time I listen through it again, I hear every little decision and be like, oh, I wish I did something a little different, but I'm happy with what we came up with.
Yeah, because now you have, you know, old slave master Josh over here telling you we got to get the mix in. Josh is
slave master.
Beastmaster?
That's better.
So with a song like Subtle, a kind of pop, hip-hop song, it's all about texture and varying up the beat. So I knew the instant that Mary Soane said pontoon boat and brought up a pontoon boat, I wanted to sneak in the sound of a pontoon boat. So you can hear that right as she says it.
Oh, so these like sub basses that you've got going on are pretty intense and great. They're like layered and weird. How did you think of those?
Oh, the cool thing about working with a sub bass sound like that, like a drop sign, as I think people are S-I-N-E, is that it functions as like the bass and a kick drum at once because they have a lot of attack on the front end.
Yeah.
So you can get a kind of a lot of bang with your buck when you use one of those.
You heard it here. With a sign, you get bang with your buck, and with a cosine, you get co-bang with your co-buck. So you've got this like Caribbean calypso drum vibe that I love. It makes me feel like I'm in the Bahamas, but also rap is happening.
So originally when we recorded it and did the demo, we only left space in the beat for one verse from Dipper and one verse from Mary before the bridge and all that. And they both came in and recorded too. So we would, you know, have the coverage.
So I double wrote what was recorded on the demo, because we had this conversation of like maybe it's 8 or maybe it's 16. So I can give all of that and then we can sort of chop and fill. I wrote this really great Shonda Rhimes line.
Oh, that's necessary. We're gonna need that.
But once I heard all four of them, I'm like, we gotta keep it. So I had to build out the beat a little more than what we had in the demo. What I didn't want to crowd his second verse because it felt in performance, a little more relaxed.
Don't allude to it, veiled in symbolism. Tell me I'm your fetish, obsessed with what my body giving. Boy, you know I hit, talking blunt force trauma.
So I pulled up, I don't know if it's a steel drum sound, but it reads that way.
Yeah, it sounds like a steel drum or like one of those hang drums, you know, those that like hippies play in Barcelona. Yeah.
And I found that sound and I just kind of like played along to him.
Yeah.
And I think I only did it, not to pat myself on the back.
Do it, but
I think I only did it in one take. I think I literally just sat there and played what I heard to try to supplement.
One take Kleiner. I love these oohs you've got going on. Are they human voices or computer? Because it sounds like computer stuff.
It's a sample that I had in a drum pack that I tuned to the right frequency.
Well, yeah, I love it because like later we have oohs that I and Mary did. Because that section's more organic, but in the verse, this section is still more like mechanical, and I like that they sound a little fakey, weird.
So to kick off the song, I found this awesome reverse that I sampled and put in there that kind of reminds me of the opening to our own supergroup podcast as like a little nod, kind of that THX sound.
Yeah, texture.
You got a little, yes, a little bit of sonic branding going on at the top. But then that mixed with Dipper going,
super, super group, yeah!
It was just a nice, fun way to call out the project.
It's that special supergroup collaboration!
This has been such a dream to work with you all. And now, like, Dipper, now I should have known you a long time ago, but now we all know each other because we're in a band together.
Right.
This is our band.
Our band.
Forever. And we just need a name for it. So will you give us a name, Dipper?
Yeah. I think the name that we've talked about that feels most appropriate is Fashion Belt.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that does come from, I had to take off my literal fashion belt in order to sing some of those notes in the thing today.
And I just want to, like, typically a belt is utilitarian.
You know what a belt is for.
And it's just called a belt. But today you referred to it, or in that moment you referred to it as a fashion belt. And therefore, that stuck as our band.
Because I kind of think, like, a belt is, like, on the hips holding up your pants. Right. A fashion belt is just defining the waist and adding a subtle sparkle.
What do you think our t-shirt looks like? The fashion belt.
It's cinched.
Merch.
I'll tell you that much.
It's cinched and snatched, baby. And then lastly, we need a name for the song.
Mary, please.
I'm going to put Mary on the spot.
Pontoon Boat.
Pontoon Boat.
Hell yeah. I mean, I kind of knew it, but like.
I don't know.
Okay.
You want to change it, Mary?
I don't know. I feel like it's a bit on the nose.
I mean, I feel, not to jump in, but I feel like, to me, when I'm writing stuff, it's like the most obvious answer is the right one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, my go-to would be subtle, to just literally call the name, you know, the song what it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the gag is you think, you know, it's subtle, and then you press play, and the first words you hear is, I don't fuck with
subtle. And the art for it, for the single, is just, like, courier font, really small, white against a black background, but then
white
you open
the white
thing.
Background? You can't even read it?
It's like super it's like subtle, and then you open it up, and it's just like us and thongs.
Right.
You guys, we're about to debut Fashion Belt's hit single, yes. Subtle. But before we do that, we want to tell the people where they can find you or hear you or talk about you. Mary.
You can find me on the gram at Merrill Swan. Also, get ready for season 2 of AP Bio on NBC. But while you're waiting, why not check it out on the Hulu app or the NBC app?
Those are legitimate ass plugs.
Yeah, she's good.
The Hulu app?
Uh-huh.
Girl, all the places I'm trying to plug myself, I'm like, okay, go to this HTML website and then download the thing. I promise it won't give you a virus.
Dipper, tell us where we can't get a virus.
Okay. www.youtube.com. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Okay,
we talked about it earlier in the show. You can watch all my music videos. If you just Google Big Dipper Rapper, all my videos come up. And my new album, Late Bloomer, will be out on iTunes and everywhere that you stream music at some point this summer. So,
yeah.
I mean, thank you. And I'm on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly.
All right. Kick it off, Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, please feast your ears on the hit single Subtle by the band Fashion Belt.
Super, super group. I don't play no games. I missed all your signals. Shit, I barely learned your name. Tell me to my face if my tongue is what you wanna taste. Come and get these cookies, baby. Slide your hand around my waist. I'm brash, I'm brazen. I shock with what I'm saying. I'm forward but not playing. Daddy giving dick so you can take it. Look me in the eye while you squeeze my face between your thighs. Tell me your dick size and hop on top and start this ride. Don't allude to it. Failed in symbolism. Tell me I'm your fetish. Obsessed with what my body giving. Boy, you know I hit. Talking blunt force trauma. SVU on that ass. Give you hour long trauma. Mr. Wolf ain't the only dick. Shonda Rhimes on your junk. Let's make a scandal shit. Time to leave. You gonna come with me? Forget the whip. I'll pay the ride share fee. Twist the bed. Make a scream and shout for 2 a.m. I'm gonna kick your ass out. Cause give it one try. That cool?
Go back to school.